This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The White House says it will declassify and release an intelligence document called Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. That was the title of the president's daily brief of August 6, 2001. That brief has been the subject of a lot of controversy. Former counterterrorism chief Richard Clark has said that it shows the administration was warned about imminent al-Qaeda attacks against the U.S. In yesterday's testimony before the 9/11 Commission, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice tried to play down that brief as only containing historical information and nothing new. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here with more. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Alex.
Now, this brief was a hot topic at the hearing yesterday.
It certainly was. The title itself was revealed yesterday by Rice after some prodding by Democratic Commissioner Richard Benveniste. Let's listen to that exchange between him and Condoleezza Rice.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. The
Thank
PDB,
you.
No, Mr. Benveniste, I would like to finish my point here.
I didn't know there
given
was
that
a point.
You asked me whether or not it warned of attacks.
And I asked you what the title was.
You said, did it not warn of attacks? It did not warn of attacks inside the United States. It was historical information based on old reporting. There was no new threat information, and it did not, in fact, warn of any coming attacks inside the United States.
Now, this morning on the Today Show, a White House spokesman said that work to declassify that PDB is currently underway. Another White House official said, quote, we have every intention to declassify it. And, Alex, this is a startling turnaround for the White House. Initially, it refused to even let the 9/11 commissioners see the brief and other PDBs, saying they were just too sensitive. And I talked to Commissioner Benveniste about that.
Well, we had this convoluted access where only two of our commissioners could actually look at the documents, and then we were not allowed to actually have the titles of these PDBs. And so this has been taking baby steps to get to this point, and hopefully the PDB will be declassified and then people can, in fact, see it.
Have you seen that brief yourself?
I have seen this document myself, yes. There is information in there with respect to FBI current actions as of 2001 and their perceived observations and the intentions of Bin Laden and al-Qaeda with respect to striking Washington, D.C. My questions of Dr. Rice were in the nature of how this could have happened and whether it might have made a difference had the president called everybody together and knocked heads together and made the FBI talk to the CIA and vice versa and see, because of the extraordinarily increased threat level that we were experiencing, possibly shake the trees, possibly make some arrests or identify these individuals, put their pictures on television, whatever. None of that was done. And no one will ever know whether such actions might have, I emphasize, averted 9/11. But it's our function to ask these questions and to try to get answers.
Earlier this week, Tom Kaine, one of the commission's chairs, said the commission is likely to conclude that the Bush administration could have done more to prevent 9/11. Does Rice's testimony alter that view?
I don't think so, although her view seems to have been that nothing could have been done to prevent 9/11. I think there's a substantial body of evidence to suggest that had the intelligence information that we had available to us been utilized in a more effective way, perhaps, and I emphasize the word perhaps, we could have arrested some of the individuals and rolled up the rest.
And Alex, Condoleezza Rice will be providing more testimony to the commission in private. Richard Benveniste, the Democratic commissioner there, will be asking her more about these classified documents.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand. Thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome.